Hey, explorers, welcome to episode 324 of the TDR Now podcast. We are the first English-speaking podcast focusing on the Asian theme parks like Tokyo Disneyland, Tokyo Disney Sea, Universal Studios Japan, Universal Studios Beijing, you know, all over the place. We are all over. You can find us over on our website, tdrexplorer.com, and all over social media under the same name. I'm one of your hosts, Chris. I'm the one that you see on camera all the time on YouTube, usually stuffing my face. And joining, as always, is the wonderful and charismatic and spooky Patricia.
I'm like, only one of these things is true, and that's the spooky part.
It's the season.
It is. Hey guys, I'm Trish. I'm a part of a team called Discover Urayasu. We're working on promoting the city in English. And you can find me on Dream Suites Love on Instagram and Threads. And I guess I'm the one that was drinking around the city and
I saw that.
And carving pumpkins. Like so many pumpkins.
Yeah. So like really quickly, what was that exactly? Like I looked it up a little bit, but you could probably explain it better than I could.
Okay, so it's actually really cool, and it happens once a year, and it's called Urayasu Barukai. And what it is the concept is to turn the entire city into like a Spanish bar street. And it's actually really good if you're a tourist visiting around that time, because it's actually really easy to do. You buy like a set of tickets. They have like a set of 3 tickets or a set of 5 tickets, and you have 2 days and a list of all these different businesses. Some are local businesses, some are resort hotels, and you go around and they'll have like a already decided menu. You just choose your drink to go along with it. And if you want non-alcohol options, there's that as well. So you don't have to drink alcohol. And you get to try the different dishes that they've come up with for the event. And it's kind of a blast. And I was like kind of shocked because, you know, everywhere they put something delicious together. And usually you have a choice of like some kind of wine or a highball or something like that, right? When I went to the Hotel Grand Nikko Tokyo Bay, they had full-on bartenders like doing flair bar tricks and like various petit fours that you could choose from. And like, I was like, oh my God, I should have saved more tickets for here because I wanted to try all the different like cocktails and the different like sweets along with it. It was just like so well done, you know? And it's a really great way to like get to know the city, to get to try out different businesses that you've kind of like had your eye on, but you maybe never had a chance to go to. Or if you're a tourist, like it's really easy to just hop on the monorail and try the different places at the resort hotels. So I really, really recommend it if you're here in autumn. Urayasu Baru, so fun and really easy to do. And you should try it next year, Chris. Maybe we can go together. We'll go out drinking.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. I think that would be really fun. That sounds good. That really does sound good.
It was a blast. And I had never done it before because it's kind of hard because it's just for 2 days. So like, you know, my schedule is very irregular. So like the fact that I could participate this year, I was really happy about it.
Yeah, I would definitely want to do that next year, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's also nice to do something that is not theme park related if you're in the area. I think it's always
nice.
Yeah,
you could kind of make it theme park related though, because some of the hotels are on the monorail line.
That's true. So. Yeah, you can get real good use out of your day pass.
For sure. On the monorail line. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh man, it'd be fun to do like a bar hopping thing like of all the like resort line hotels, like even the Disney ones.
Uh-huh. I know they do that at the American. I know like that's a Disney World thing. Yeah. You know.
I guess here like for the Disney hotels, technically the only ones on the monorail loop line would be, I guess the that has a bar that you can go to would be the Tokyo Disneyland Hotel and the MiraCosta, because Toy Story, you can't go in unless you're a hotel guest, but they don't have a bar anyway, so it doesn't matter. And The Ambassador Hotel is technically not on the monorail loop line.
You could go to the other hotels on the loop, like Sheraton, Hilton, Grand Nikko, the Maihama one.
I guess those ones you end up like walking.
Yeah, a little bit of walking is good.
Always nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun. We should do that.
That would make a good video.
It would be. I guess I haven't been doing as much exciting things as you.
You do way more exciting stuff. What are you talking about?
I'm working on a project which we're actually we'll talk about it in the next episode. There's a project that's coming. It's going to be finished very soon. So if you've been on Patreon, or if you maybe, I think I shared it on Instagram stories a week ago, I want to say, then you already know what I'm talking about. But for those that haven't, I'm going to talk about it extensively in the next podcast episode. So stay tuned for that. And also, I've just been living my otaku life lately, which is fun.
It's always fun, though. It is like a fun rabbit hole to like dive into.
Well, I've been getting back into Dance Dance Revolution, which I love. I've always loved it, like since like 98 when it came out. So I've been going to like the different arcades to play it. It's kind of funny because like I go to the different arcades and just like kind of pick one that I kind of like. Just because like in terms of like the vibe of the arcade, because some of them are too small. Some of them are a little smoky because, you know, maybe the machines are near like the smoking room, or some of them are maybe too loud that you can't hear the music. So I like to go around and just kind of find like, oh, which one do I like the most? Because, you know, the DDR machines are pretty much like they're the same anyway. So it doesn't really matter.
Which is like your favorite right now?
I think mine is in Ueno. There's I think it's a Taito arcade. It's in, I can never remember the name of that street. Ameyoko. Yeah, that street. That was like my stomping grounds 20 years ago when I was here as an exchange student. That's where I would go when I would come to Tokyo because I lived up in Utsunomiya, the Utsunomiya area. So like when I came down there, that's kind of where I went because the train I took came into Ueno. So that's kind of like a little nostalgic for me.
Yeah.
But also the arcade is nice. It's small. Not a lot of people really know about it. It's not over, like there's people there, but it's not like overrun, you know, a round one's very big and very loud. Uh-huh. And I find round one places, it's a little tough to sometimes hear the music.
Yeah. Cause it's more like an amusement center.
Yeah, so it's just very loud. And like with like these smaller ones, everything's kind of like compartmentalized into floors. Mm-hmm. So like the rhythm games are on one floor. So like it's all kind of like the same kind of sounds, if that makes sense. So they don't kind of like they don't clash, I guess. So it's easier to kind of focus on what your machine is doing in terms of sounds. But if it's like other unrelated types of sounds, it starts competing and it annoys me. But anyway, I'm getting way too technical here.
This is important, okay, for the fans of this game. They know where to go, okay?
Yeah, that's a good one that I really like going to.
Oh, cool.
But we have news. We haven't done like a news podcast episode in a while. So I thought we could round up some news because we have a lot, some big, some small, some in between, some stuff that's been out for a while, but we're going to talk about it anyway. So why don't we just get right into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
So we're going to start with the cruise line because Asia is starting to become, or Asia and Oceania area, this side of the world, is starting to become a destination for the Disney Cruise Lines, which is great. So we already know we have the Disney Cruise Line is down in Australia and New Zealand, and that is becoming a seasonal thing, which is great. And I still have to do a cruise down there. I haven't done that yet. I have to make some time to go and do that. However, more information came out on the Disney Adventure, which is the 8th ship, I want to say. I think it was the 8th Disney ship. And it's sailing out of Singapore starting in December 2025. So still a year away. However, you're going to be able to make bookings starting on December 10th of this year.
Yeah, I was about to say they're going to start booking early. Soon. Oh, you yeah. know, yeah.
And then pricing and sailing details are going to be released November 14th. So in the next couple of weeks here. So definitely going to have to be on that. I think mm-hmm. it's going to be fun. There's a lot of stuff. Like, I won't go into too much detail because there's quite a bit. But there's going to be there's actual attractions on this. I don't know wild. How much did you
see about this? What kind of attractions? What are they going to be like?
So there's a roller coaster on this.
What?
So this isn't the first cruise line to do that. Like other uh-huh. cruises have done it. It's right. nothing like super over the top because, you know, it's on a ship, right? There's yeah. only so much you can do. So this one's the Iron Cycle Test Run, and it's a Marvel themed high-speed motorcycle type of thing.
What?
And then there's like a spinner, Groot's Galaxy Spin. And then there's another PIMS Quantum Racers is a family-friendly attraction. It takes guests on a thrilling ride through the quantum realm. So it's like kind of like little carnival-type attractions that are going to be heavily themed.
Sounds cute.
Yeah. So I like that they're doing that. I think it's cool. Mm-hmm. Then there's going to be San Francisco Street. It's an area themed to Big Hero 6. And then there's Disney Imagination Garden. And it's going to have, you know, Disney characters everywhere, right? So there's a lot of that. There is a Broadway style show called Remember that is going to be happening as well. Mm-hmm. Remember Me, right? Did I write that? Yeah, a Remember Me stage show.
Okay.
Which I think is nice.
Sounds really cool.
Yeah, I love that. I love that they're doing that. Of course, character greetings and first run films and things like that. Those are kind of staples of cruises. Then, of course, there's going to be dining. So they have a Palo Tret. I'm going to say this wrong. Trattoria? Palo? Every Disney ship has a Palo. A Palo of some sort. It's just like the thing Disney Cruise Lines do. They mm-hmm. have a Palo. And it's a fine dining restaurant that's usually an extra charge. It's not usually included with the payment, like what you pay to get on the ship. Then there's going to be a Mike and Sully's Flavor of Asia. It's a family-friendly restaurant. Then Bewitching Boba and Brews, Stitch's Ohana Grill, Cosmic Kebabs, Mowgli's Eatery, Grandma Tala's Kitchen, Palo Cafe. You know, it looks like it's going to be a really good ship.
Oh, for sure.
And it's sailing out of Singapore. And based off what we know, it's just going to be like, it's not going to be a destination cruise because, you know, some cruises will go like from point A to point B to point C back to point A kind of thing. Mm-hmm. These ones are just, they're going out for a few nights and then coming back. So they're not going into any ports or anything.
Okay.
Based off of what I've read.
So that's probably why there's such a focus on the ship entertainment.
Yeah. Cause what else are you going to do? Right.
Yeah. That sounds cool though. It sounds like a cool ship.
Singapore is it's a lot farther than you think it is.
Uh-huh.
Like from Japan, it's a 7-hour flight. Like that's kind of far.
That is pretty. That's way farther than I would imagine. I don't know why. I feel like it's like right there.
I know. It feels like it should be 3 hours, four right? hours. Because like Hong Kong is about a 4.5-5 hour flight, which is no, a little.
Exactly.
Like that's, I think anything over 5 hours is long, I guess. Mm-hmm. Anything like 5 hours and below, and like, okay, you know, that's not far at all.
Yeah.
Singapore from Japan is a good 7 hours. I think it's about 7 or 8, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
From like Australia, I want to say. And then of course, if you're coming from like North America, it's even longer. Like a lot of flight, like depending on the airlines, a lot of people will transit through like Korea or Japan or even China to get down to Singapore because it's just such a long flight.
Yeah, like a direct for real.
Flight. I think Singapore Airlines does fly direct from like LAX in the mm-hmm. in the United States, and that like, oh my goodness, I don't even know how long that is off the top of my head. It's, probably a good 14, 15 hours, if not longer. Mm-hmm. Like it's probably not short. Like that's long. Very exciting. I will, depending on, I don't know. I'm like going back and forth. Like, do I want to try and be on the first sailing? I probably should be. It'd be fun, I think. Being in Singapore.
Sometimes it's good to let them work out the kinks too.
Yeah, there's always that, right? I don't know. Well, I still got some time. I got a month and some to decide, so we'll see. Have you ever done a Disney cruise?
I haven't.
Well, you're in luck. Because in 2029, Japan is getting their own Disney cruise.
Oh my God. That's so wild.
Right? I know. I guess it makes sense because there's always been talks of like a third gate in Japan, but where are they going to put it? Right? Like there's not a lot of space here. Unless they bought land somewhere in, like, it would have to be in Ueyasu, right? Like there has to be nearby.
Or and Yokohama, I could imagine, or something.
Yeah. Like I could just imagine there'd just be a lot of red tape and just like trying to figure that out. Like I'm not even going to pretend to know. Like I have no idea. It'd be tough. So I guess OLC going into the cruise line business with the Disney Cruise Line makes sense because it's another destination, right, for people.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know anything about it other than Oriental Land Company is involved in this with the Disney Cruise Line, and it's supposed to start sailing sometime in 2029. So we still got a while yet.
I wonder where it's going to go.
Yeah. Logically, I can only think of it would have to go in Yokohama because didn't they just build a new port?
100%. Yeah. The port is definitely going to be Yokohama. But I mean, like, I wonder if they're going to go to different locations in Japan
if it's going to be like Singapore, it just goes out for a few nights and comes back. You know,
maybe.
I don't know. Because I guess it depends on how big the ship is and like if the ports can handle the ship.
I think so, though.
Yeah, I guess I'm not too knowledgeable in that. I'm not sure. Ultimately, it would be really cool if they had like a cruise that went to the three major areas where all the Disney resorts are. From Japan to Shanghai, then Shanghai to Hong Kong, and then back to Japan. That'd be really long, though. Wouldn't that be like a week? Probably longer.
Yeah.
It'd be a while, I would imagine, because I guess Hong Kong would be the hardest to get down to because it's quite like it's further south. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
But either way, I think that's very exciting that Oriental Land Company is involved in this project. So probably suffice to say we probably won't see a third gate anytime soon.
No, I don't think so.
With something like that. Yeah. I always thought it would be kind of cool. I'm sure we mentioned this before. I always thought it'd be kind of cool if they made their own like Aulani type resort down in Okinawa. But I don't think they'll ever do that because it might take too much away from Hawaii. Because, you know, so many people go to Hawaii. I feel like
it's such different markets though.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah.
Although it would be pretty cool to have like a Disney Aulani type resort down in Okinawa.
Mm-hmm. Like a nice, like a beach resort or something.
Yeah, it's like copy what Hoshino does, the Hoshino resorts, you know?
Yeah.
Do that and just make it Disney, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure we will talk more about it as the years go on, about the Disney Cruise Line coming to Japan officially.
As soon as there's updates, right?
Yeah, because we know, like, this is all we know so far. So there's the information is very scarce at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But moving right along to Tokyo Disney Resort, just a lot of little minor updates. There's nothing too major happening at the moment. Because, you know, we just had Fantasy Springs open. And, you know, we have other attractions and stuff coming, but there's not much happening there yet. In surprising news, but not surprising news, more shows were added to the Disney Premier Access lineup. And for those that don't know, Disney Premier Access is our I guess, skip the line feature here at Tokyo Disney. And it's also included in, it's also available for shows. So you don't have to, you know, do the lottery, or you don't have to line up for it. You just pay extra to see it. So they added it to Mickey's Magical Music World at Tokyo Disneyland, also Club Mouse Beat at Tokyo Disneyland. And then this one kind of bothers me, to be quite honest. Big Band Beat Special Treat.
Yeah. And I asked you, oh, does this mean they're adding live musicians again?
And it doesn't look like it. They're keeping the... I'll just call it what it is. It's the COVID version of Big Band Beat. So this version came during COVID at a time where they couldn't have a lot of people in the shows. Okay, fine, understandably. But that version is just stuck around now. And I don't know if we're ever going to get the old Big Band Beat back, because the old version was wonderful. It was like one of those quintessential shows at Disney Sea that I would tell everyone, like, you have to see Big Band Beat because it's so wonderful.
This it's version, really sad now. Like, I went with my son, and afterwards he was like, what was that? He was like, it was awful. I know I did not expect it to be that bad, but without the live music, it's like very soulless, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's the heart of the show. It's called Big Band Beat because it had a big band in it, you know?
Yeah, it's just very disappointing with just how the show continues to be. And yeah. I hope they bring it back at some point. I really do. Because, Big Band Beat was wonderful. And this special treat version is kind of... It's hard for me to recommend it to people. It'd be one of those things like... It's not in my top anymore. Like, it'd be like... If you're on your second or third day at Disney Sea and you're kind of repeating things, then go and see it. But there's other things to put ahead of this show in terms 100%. Of like priority.
Yeah.
The price. The price is 2,500 yen per person. A little steep, but that's kind of standard. That's just what it is. They've been adding DPA to more of the shows, and here we are. Because the Reach for the Stars show has DPA too,
and I wouldn't mind if they would put a little bit more effort into the entertainment, but I mean, I guess it's fine. It's not for me. So if it's convenient for people, good. I don't know, it's fine.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what you want to do with it. Uh-huh. If you're here on a once in a lifetime thing, then of course just securing a spot for certain shows makes sense to me. I would say if you want to secure a spot for Believe Sea of Dreams at Disney Sea,
that's 100% worth it.
That's worth doing.
100%.
And then the parades at Disneyland, you can argue if it's worth it or not, because the parade route's so long. You can if you're there early, you can get a pretty good spot. Mm-hmm. But if you want to just pay, you can. And then you have the prime spots, because the prime spots are now DPA, right?
Mm-hmm. And they cater to those areas as well. Like, they'll do a double loop or whatever.
Yeah.
In the other areas.
If I was going to do DPA for one of the parades at Disneyland, I would make it Electrical Parade, because that's just a top tier show that we have. Mm-hmm. Parade wise, and for the seasonal ones, I don't know.
Not sometimes at all.
I would save it for Electrical Parade. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we can go on about that forever. Maybe we should do another episode on DPA and all that, and what's worth it, what we think is worth it, what it's not worth it.
That might be good, that's true.
A good topic. This one is interesting, and this one kind of surprised me. So you can re-enter the park. After you leave, you're allowed to come back in on, the same day, right?
Yeah.
Before, they would stamp your hand right? They would put like a special stamp, and it was, you know, the glow in the dark black light type of stamp. And now they stopped doing that, and they scan, the cast member has to scan your park ticket before you leave.
What do you mean? Oh, like if you're coming back or if you're just leaving in general?
If you're coming back, they scan your park ticket. So instead of giving you a hand stamp, they scan your ticket instead.
Okay.
So, but just an interesting thing, because, you know, we've always said, make sure you get your hand stamp. Well, hand stamps are a thing of the past, and now it's scanning your park ticket. Which I guess might slow things down a little bit, because you're going to have people fumbling with their phones.
Their phones, now. Yeah.
And especially if you have multiple people, you're going to have to, like, go through everyone's ticket. So I think it's going to slow things down. That's the decision they made. So just have to adjust, I suppose.
I wonder why you can't just rescan your ticket coming into the park. Because wouldn't it show it's for the same day?
I think it's to avoid people giving their tickets to other people.
But it's on your phone, most likely, right?
Well, you can screenshot it, right?
I guess.
I think that's what it's for. I think it's just them making sure they're. But also, I'm pretty sure they take your picture too.
Oh yeah,
I'm fairly certain the turnstiles take pictures. At least the ones at Disneyland do. I'm pretty sure because there's a camera. If you look, there's a camera in the turnstile.
I did not know that.
The Disney Sea ones, I haven't really looked. Because I'm usually like focused on getting in to do Fantasy Springs.
So I'm not, I would imagine they must, though. If like Disneyland has it, I would imagine Disney Sea also has it, right?
I would think so.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's fine. Yeah. I'm kind of ambivalent. I miss the stamps just because of nostalgia. But like if it's better from an ops thing to do the scanning, I think it's fine.
Save money on ink, I suppose. I don't
know. Yeah, that's true. It's probably not good for the environment.
No, who knows
what's in all that stamp ink.
That stamp. Yeah, who knows what's in it. Interesting news. The gift shop that's in the tunnel when you are leaving Splash Mountain is closing permanently on November 30th.
Oh, sad.
That spot used to sell unique merchandise. I think they used to sell Splash Mountain stuff there.
And like Chip and Dale stuff, a lot of it.
Yeah. So it was kind of like a mix between Splash Mountain and Chip and Dale kind of stuff. Like it was, that's usually all they would sell.
Yeah. I guess because they're critters, right?
It makes sense. Like Critter Country. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess, well, we've noticed this, right? Like over the years, a lot of these specialty shops, I don't know if you'd call them specialty shops, but like there's locations that just had very specific merchandise that fit with the theming. Yeah. Things have become more generic now. It's just like, kind of just whatever's popular is kind of available everywhere, which is kind of sad. Much.
Yeah. You know,
I kind of love that. I kind of liked having that, the surprise of, oh, there's like something I had never seen before, but it's only here.
It would make you want to go into the different areas, right?
Yeah, just to kind of see.
It's the same stuff everywhere, why bother, you know?
Yeah. But I guess that's not a problem anymore with this location because they're closing it.
Sad.
I don't know what they're going to do with it.
They're just going to leave it empty. I'm guessing, right? Because like it's a little tiny shop. Like I would imagine.
Yeah, there's not much there, right,
yeah,
to begin with. So who knows? This is probably the biggest news that's been happening lately is, so the Celebration Hotel celebrating the 10th anniversary of Imagining the Magic photo series, mm-hmm, and they're doing a hotel room overlays, starting January 15th, 2025 for a limited time. So they're kind of, they're putting Imagining the Magic stuff wallpaper over the current wallpaper that is the Joey Chow artwork. Mm-hmm. So they're doing that for a limited time. For those that don't know, Imagining the Magic is like this series where they would get like famous Japanese photographers to shoot photos of like the Fab Five, essentially, in like their style of photography. And then they would make a photo book and merchandise and stuff like that. It's actually quite nice. It's fun to see like what the different photographers would do. in terms of like the shots and stuff they would take. So yeah, from what I know, it's a popular line.
It is like really popular. So I can see this boosting attendance for sure. You probably also get some kind of merch. I'm imagining.
Right? Yeah, there's merch and stuff. I guess like the Celebration Hotel is kind of like it's turning into like this is the hotel that we want, lack of a better term, the otaku to go to. Like we want to push them there.
Or anybody.
What's that?
Or anybody, because it's just not, you know.
It's not an ideal location.
For the price, it's not a great location. You don't get a lot at the hotel. So
it's adding, yeah,
trying anything to boost attendance, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, yeah, they did something earlier this year where they were selling like special tote bags that were themed to the hotel, which is really cute, and you can only get if you're staying there.
Yeah.
They did that for a little bit. And there's some other merchandise too, which I thought was pretty cute. So yeah, if you want to book that, yeah, from January 15th onward is when they're doing it. I don't want to buy any more plastic things, but here we are. I'm not sure how much you've followed this, but you know, they've been for the last few years now, I don't know, maybe 5 years or something, they've been releasing like these little like blind box figures.
Yeah.
And they keep doing different series. And the one that they continue to push is they will do like themed areas, like the areas from the actual parts of the park, and have like the icons from those areas as little plastic minifigures, which drives me nuts because I know if I buy one, I'm going to have to buy them all because...
No, don't get started, Chris. Don't
I
do know, it.
That's why I haven't. That's why I have not started. Sort of. Okay.
No.
I lied. I'm looking up at some of the stuff I did buy. They just released Pooh's Honey Hunt blind boxes.
Yeah.
So it's all the iconic things from Pooh's Honey Hunt, and I want them so bad. Ugh.
I'm not gonna lie, Winnie the Pooh's pretty cute, so
yeah, like that's just
I wouldn't fault you for it.
That's so good. But yeah, the other ones, the blind boxes, well, they are blind boxes because you can buy them individually, but I just buy the full thing, so I'm like, I'm not playing this game, I'm just gonna buy the whole thing.
Exactly.
I'm not doing this. I have the full Haunted Mansion set
because they released
two, right? There was two series.
Oh, wait, so I only did the keys. I did the keys and the charms.
Oh, yeah. No, they did like the little figures of all the icons from the attraction.
No, I don't want it. But it's cute.
I bought that. And then I also bought the vending machine series.
Oh, those are really cool.
Those are cool. I had to buy both. There's two series of those. And then they had two series of the Fast Pass machines. I knew I had to get those because they've been removing them. I think they're almost all gone now. I think.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought, oh, this is very like nostalgic. I kind of want them. This was like, they started selling, I think they sold them in 2020, 2021. So they're not really, I don't think they're around anymore.
Yeah. Unless you go to Mercari.
Yeah. Speaking of things closing, Space Mountain already closed at the end of July. However, as we predicted, it wasn't really a prediction. It was like, well, this is going to happen. They have started dismantling Space Mountain, and is the weirdest thing to see.
Oh, it is.
Just watching them. It's coming down piece by piece. Like they took the top spires off.
Yeah. You know,
the top like pointy bits of it, whatever spires, I suppose. Yeah. Those have started to come down, and it's just a weird thing to see.
It's kind of cool, like, on the other hand, like, to see the new building going up and you can see, like, the interior structure and everything. It's really neat.
Yeah, I think it's funny. Like, one is coming down and the other one is going up, right, like, right behind it.
At the same time, it's, like, so interesting and, like, kind of wild, right?
It's wild that they're doing that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't write it down here, but Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters closes in a couple days permanently. October 31st is its last day.
Yeah.
I did write it a few weeks ago. I knew it was going to be my last time. It's time for that thing to go.
It was really fun.
It's fun, but it's very run down. It's not as It's not as rundown as, sorry, Magic Kingdom, but the one at Magic Kingdom was pretty bad.
Yeah, but they don't do maintenance there, so.
It's true. ours isn't that bad, but is definitely showing its age. It's kind of time for it to go. I'm fine with it. I bought the commemorative merchandise. I bought the clear file, of course. I bought the postcard that says like mission complete. I'll admit I got a little teary-eyed when I read like mission complete. I'm like, that's really nice. But also on the receipt, when you buy the merchandise, because you know how all of a sudden receipts, they itemize everything. At the very end, it says mission complete.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that's really cute. I love when they do those little things on the receipts.
Yeah.
It's like a nice little detail that they do. But yeah, it's closing. And then was it next year, the year after? Its replacement, Sugar Rush, what's the English name? Wreck-It Ralph. it's being rethemed to that. Hopefully, it's going to be the same like shooting type game. Let's hope that they put in the same system they have at Shanghai Disneyland for their version of Astro Blasters.
I don't remember it.
It's really nice. Like you can see where you're actually shooting.
Oh, right. Okay. I got it now. That is updated. Cool. Yeah. That is better.
Or if you've done Ant-Man and the Wasp at Hong Kong Disneyland, the same thing. So
yeah.
Updated. It's nice. Like I do like the shooting games. Like I think they're fun. It's good for it's fun for everybody, right? It's fun for the whole family.
Small area, you know.
Yeah. So it's also a people eater. It's a people eater attraction. And you know, it's not every ride needs to be an e-ticket. So
and Sugar Rush is really, really popular. So I think it'll do very well for sure.
And then maybe we can see some like Wreck-It Ralph characters running around Tomorrowland.
Yeah, maybe. I want to see the little candy racers.
People would die. I would die. I would die.
The merch would be super cute.
Oh my goodness, I love it.
Yeah.
Next, we need to get rid of Stitch's Encounter and do something else.
It's cute. Like, it's like the same. It's like, the thing is, it's not for us. It's for little kids. And it's
definitely not for me.
And it is adorable, but it's a small area. And there's only so much you can do unless you, like, I guess, close down the restaurant or whatever. So. Right.
Like, I kind of thought they would do something Star Wars.
Is it popular enough to do here?
Probably not. You know what they're probably going to do? Just something Marvel. I bet you anything. Something Marvel's going to happen.
It could be.
Because I feel like they're slowly introducing Marvel stuff to us here in Japan. Because there's Marvel. There's a huge Marvel section in our Reach for the Stars show. So I would not, they'll probably, like, something Marvel will come.
And they're kind of like, I think they're testing the waters with that. And then with It's a Small World to see how people react to it. The thing is, I think it'll be fine because Disney fans are going to go no matter what, right?
Yeah.
And the Marvel fan base here, or the American comics fan base here, is very niche, but also very dedicated. So I think you'll also add on that fan group that wouldn't necessarily be Disney fans, right? So I think either way, it'll be a win for them to introduce that into the parks, you know?
Yeah. Like, I have nothing against Marvel. I enjoy Marvel. I just want them to do it right.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Same. I like Marvel. I grew up with it, and I really enjoy it.
Okay. I don't want to get into it because we go on forever, but have you been watching Agatha All Along?
I've been waiting. I'm going to like binge watch it when it's finished.
Okay. It is wonderful. It is wonderful. That's all I'm going to say. It is wonderful. Okay. I love it. Yeah. Okay.
Is it going to be done by Halloween? Because
I think so.
I wanted to binge watch it on Halloween if it's finished.
I'm not sure. I think we're close to done. I think there's two or three episodes left.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all coming to a head very soon. I love it. I love where it's all going. It's great. It's wonderful.
I'm so excited.
What else? Yeah, we have the It's a Small World is coming. The Groot Marvel overlay.
An interesting, like
so random,
unexpected.
Yeah, that starts in January. Which is, so that's very soon because It's a Small World is currently down now, and then the It's a Small World thing comes up back up in January. Yeah, I'm interested to see what they would do. I know people were up in arms about it, but I personally don't care because it's temporary. It's not forever.
They already added characters to It's a Small World, so I don't know what people would complain about. It's already
sales
market oriented, you know.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's all the Stella stuff.
At the point it's at already, I don't see a problem with it, you know. Yeah.
I think they'll do a good job. I'm just interested to see how they're going to pull it off.
I think it should be cute. For sure.
This is definitely them going into the realm of let's slowly introduce Marvel to everybody here. And we know a lot of the Disney fans skew heavily female. So they're trying to appease to that group of people with really cute things and focusing on Groot because Groot is cute, right? So that's what sells in Japan.
Yeah.
Cute. Gotta make it cute. So we'll see. It'll be very interesting to see how that all plays out. In food news, I think we did talk about this before. The Donald Duck ice dessert, the mango ice.
Yeah. So cute.
It's so cute and it's good. It's simple and like that's all you need. That's really all you need. It's a mango flavored ice bar in the shape of Donald Duck's bill. I don't know what else is there to say. It's really good, but it's also very simple, which is not a bad thing. And I really like it. I'm going to have it again when I go back.
Aw.
I think it's going to be around for a while because I haven't seen like an end date attached to it. Cause usually if something's around for a limited time, they have a date, like an end date already on it. So I think it's one of those that's going to be a staple for a while, which is nice.
Yeah.
And then the last piece of news for Tokyo Disney. Christmas is starting a little bit later this year. Starts on November 15th and goes until December 25th, as usual. So I think, because Halloween goes later this year, because it started later, Christmas had to be pushed as well.
When does Halloween go until?
The 7th of November.
Oh, wow.
7th or 8th. Yeah. So that's the longest we've had Halloween. Because usually Halloween would end, like the 31st would be the final 31st. Day.
31st. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So this is it's pushed out more. I guess they're kind of I don't want to say they're following what Universal does, but Universal here would always go until November too. So is what it is. I mean, there's nothing too special about Christmas this year. It's a little stripped down as usual.
What are they doing? Like, are we getting a parade or like?
Same thing as last time. There's nothing really new. I think they specifically mentioned this the last year they're doing Christmas stories.
How long has Christmas stories been going on?
I think in 2015.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Well, I think my guess is they're probably going to change it around 2020, but then obviously 2020 happened. And then of course things were, you know, we don't need to get into it, but I think it just stuck around a lot longer than it should have. Because usually, for those that have been listening for a long time, know that our parades here would change. At one point they were changing every year.
Yeah. And we would have multiple parades a year.
Yeah. And then it slowly started changing to, we're going to have it an extra year. We're going to have an extra 3 years. And it's kind of built up to a point where it's like, okay, now the parades will stick around for 5 years. That's a long time.
There's
for a seasonal parade.
No rush to see it. Like, honestly, like they'll run it to death, you know?
Yeah. I'm like, I might watch Christmas stories just to see it one more last time, but that's about it. But that's just me personally. If you've never seen it before, it's a cute parade. It's a fun little parade. The music is really catchy. So if you've never seen it, please make sure you see it. I think they're doing a harbor show again, but I'm so over the harbor greetings.
Harbor show in like quotation marks. You mean like the greeting? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just, they need to do something about that. Like, I'm sorry. It's not great.
We were watching and it was like really like lovely, but also depressing. We were the whole family, like we were like waxing nostalgic and we were watching like the bonfire show that they used to have in Arabian Coast. And then we're like, you know, telling my son, because this was before he was born, I'm like, you know, if you like that, you should have seen Rhythms of the World, which is like one of my favorites. And I'm like, man, the entertainment used to be so freaking amazing. And now we have none of that, you know. It was like fantastic live music and costumes and so many dancers and like so many different kinds of performers. And it's just like a God level show.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, the other stuff with Christmas, and I guess, you know, good news. They're bringing back the Country Bear Theater Jingle Bell Jamboree, which is nice.
Yes. Okay. I heard that. That's so great.
I'm happy about that because they brought back the summer vacation this year. Mm-hmm. So it just made sense that they were going to bring back the Christmas one, which I am all for. It is spectacular. Please see it. It is so good. It is so good. I love it so much. Oh, and also the Christmas version of Dreamlights. Again, wonderful.
Go see it.
And like, they don't change too much for the Christmas version, but except for the first float, is like Mickey and Minnie are in their Christmas outfits, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like they updated the float 2 years ago. Is it 2 years ago now? The first float with the train and Mickey and Minnie. Like they redid the whole thing. Like it's very bright. it's incredibly bright.
The electrical parade, no matter what the season, is like spectacular. But yeah, it's got a little wintry touch to it, you know?
Which is always nice. You know, it's like lovely. you don't have to go all out in terms of changing a show that's already wonderful, but just adding like a little bit more. That's wonderful. I love it.
100%.
Haunted Mansion Holiday Nightmare is still going on. Because that started back in September and it goes into January 13th, which is always very lovely.
Yeah.
I do like it.
I love Vampire Kitty like gnawing on the lights. Like, nya, nya, nya.
Yeah. It just looks like most of the stuff is at Disneyland in terms of the event.
Yeah.
Disney Sea has like, oh, there's going to be decorations, there's going to be food, there's going to be merchandise. There's a harbor show, which honestly, don't wait for the harbor show. Like, if you see it in passing, cool. But don't. There's other things you could be doing.
And when we say harbor show, like, we're not talking about Believe. Watch that 100%. But, like, harbor the daytime, greeting. Whatever they're doing in the daytime is not worth harbor it. Harbor greeting.
It's literally this barge that has been around since around. The dawn of time.
Characters wave at you and, like, dance a little bit. It's fine. If you're walking by, yes, catch it as you walk by. But don't, you know. Your time is valuable.
Yeah. You know? Spend your time doing other things. Yeah. 100%. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's move on from Tokyo Disney. That went on a lot longer than
I thought. That was a lot of stuff, man.
That ended up being more than I thought. Hong Kong Disneyland, not too much happening right now. We have Christmas that's starting very soon. Disney Christmas from November 15th until January 1st, 2025. I'm going to be going to that in a few weeks. I'm going to the media event, so keep an eye out for videos on that. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I love Christmas at Hong Kong Disneyland. It's so cozy. And for the first time in forever, they are doing Christmas in Arendelle in the world of Frozen. So nice. Anna and Elsa are going to be in their winter outfits, their Christmassy outfits, and the whole area is going to be decked out, I guess, for Christmas. I'm excited for that. The world of Frozen is wonderful. It's such a good little area. I love it. I just love being in there. It's cozy. It's just a cozy little area.
Aw.
And well, the ride itself is the pretty much the exact same one from Epcot, but better. We don't have the screen faces and the roller coaster is. It's literally 30 seconds. It's not something I go out of my way to do. I probably will ride it once. Like, the queue is really cute, but yeah, it's literally a 30-second coaster. But hey, it's for the kids, right? It's not like, it's not for me. Over at Shanghai Disneyland, we don't know when they're doing Christmas yet. Kind of par for the course with Shanghai. They kind of announce things a month before they start doing anything. So I'm sure we'll hear something in the next couple of weeks. However, probably the biggest thing that's coming out from there right now is they're changing their ticketing system where you have to show government-issued ID to buy tickets. And for foreign visitors, that will mean your passport. I guess, like, you already need your passport anyway when you go to Shanghai Disneyland because it's connected to your name and they have to verify it's you. So obviously, if you're visiting, that's your only form of ID. So I guess it's just, we don't know the process yet. So I guess however that you buy tickets, you're going to have to enter probably your passport number is my guess. Is when that all happens. So we'll have to wait and see. Not too sure what else is going to be going on with that. Shall we move on from Disney? Move on to the other parks? Moving on to Universal Studios around the world, or at least the ones on this side of the world. Japan, Universal Studios Japan, they announced the first bit, which they always do this, first part of their Cool Japan 10. So it's the 10th anniversary this year for Cool Japan. And of course, they're bringing back Detective Conan. That's kind of a staple at this point with Cool Japan. Like, Conan the Detective is so popular. Like, we have a permanent attraction now. And that took over the Terminator show. The dinner show is coming back. Dinner show? Yeah. The Mystery Restaurant, which is really wonderful, by the way. If you have a chance, try and get a reservation for that. It is really good. Even if you don't speak Japanese, it's still a lot of fun. They do a really good job. Then they're bringing back Detective Conan, The Escape, which is this gigantic, like, escape room theater thing. So it's like you get the show, but then it's also an escape room, escape room esque, I suppose. I did it last year and it's fantastic, even though I really had no idea what was going on half the time because it was just very fast paced. And a lot of the puzzles, some of the puzzles were based off of like stuff with Japanese language. And I was like,
those can be tricky.
I don't get it. And it's like, it was translated into English. I'm like, I don't really understand.
No. Yeah.
And then Detective Conan's coming back to Hollywood Dream the Ride, you know, where they put the voice like track on the ride that you can select when you're selecting your music. And it's usually just the characters screaming at you because they're on the ride with you. That's, you know, if that's your thing. Probably the most interesting thing is they're bringing this new show, I guess, called Peril at the Masquerade, inspired by Keigo Higashino's Masquerade series. I'm not too familiar with this author, this novelist, I should say, Keigo Higashino. They are one of Japan's most renowned mystery novelists.
That's cool.
So it's an incredible live show. I'm just going to read this verbatim. Incredible live show combines storytelling and spectacle at a level of quality only possible at Universal Studios Japan. Immerse yourself in the story and become a character as you use your wits to solve the case. The ultimate immersive mystery show has arrived. As you enjoy an elegant mask banquet at Hotel Cortesia, a chilling death threat suddenly interrupts the festivities. It's up to you to unmask the culprit before tragedy strikes. Enter a never-before-seen, ultra-immersive world of suspense and intrigue, where the fate of the story rests in your hands. Brace yourself for a climax that surpasses all expectations and will leave you utterly speechless. That actually sounds really fun.
I want to check out the novels, actually.
Yeah. I'm assuming I can't find any information. Oh, there's a Japanese page. Maybe it's in the Japanese page. It's probably a separate. Yeah, it's a separate ticket.
Yeah,
It's 8,500 yen.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a lot.
I feel like it must be similar to like Hotel Albert.
Yeah, And that's going on from January 24th through June 30th. And tickets go on sale for it various months, like months ahead for different days. Does that make sense? Sorry, I'm trying to read the Japanese here. I should do this ahead of time, but, you know, I didn't. For tickets in January and February, tickets go on sale December 2nd of this year. Then for March, goes on sale January 9th, and so on and so forth. If you're interested, go to the English website, and then there's a link to the Japanese website. You don't have to Google Translate how to, if you need, to buy the tickets. My guess, it's only good. This thing will probably only be in Japanese. Mm-hmm. Is my guess.
Yeah,
especially if there's actors. Well, there will be actors involved, so they can't do things in multiple languages at that point.
I feel like this is going to be really popular.
I feel like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still no news on Donkey Kong Country when that is opening at Super Nintendo World. It's supposed to open in 2024. It's now pretty much November. Time is running out, so I don't know what is going on. I don't know. People continue to ask me. I have no idea, guys. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know. I know just as much as you.
I can't see it opening for Christmas, though.
I don't know.
Right?
Like they haven't changed.
They have to change the date, probably.
Like they haven't changed anything. So who knows? Like, I guess it's possible. It's open. they might. They'll be like, surprise, it's open.
Like, it would be like in different packages and stuff, like ticket packages that you can order, or hotel packages. So it has to be in advance. There's no way.
Yeah. Who knows? I'm not sure.
Unless they do previews, maybe they mean they'll do previews in 2024.
I guess we'll wait and see. If we hear any, like, obviously when official news comes out, we will report on it.
Yeah.
The New Year's countdown party tickets go on general sale November 14th, 2024. So you can check like places like Klook and whatnot to buy tickets for that if you're interested. So that means you get to stay in the park overnight. I did it once a few years ago. It was cold, but it was fun. The show, the stage show they do is worth it alone for the price of the ticket. So what they do is they basically do like the best of all their stage shows from the year, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
So everything from winter to summer to Halloween, that all comes back. So they'll have stuff with Minions and Peanuts and One Piece and Hamikuma and Pokemon and stuff like that. So it's like this, just this like big mash of characters on the stage, and they usually do it for the countdown as well. So like once they do the countdown, and then there's like the park is just like surrounded by fireworks. It is quite the spectacle, and it's a lot of fun. And then you get to ride rides as much as you want for the evening.
It kind of like reminds me of the old countdown parties they used to do here.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would be all the different parades and like mini parades, like everything like strung and like mixed and like with like different costumes and stuff, like all into one massive parade that would be like over an hour long. It was like insane.
I'm sad I missed that era.
Really, it was really amazing.
Mm. I just saw this news just before we started recording. Universal Studios Japan announced that they are opening their online store. Well, they already have an online store, but the online store, I think it was from November 6th or something, is going to have almost all the merchandise you find in the park will be available online to purchase with your day ticket. So I guess they're kind of going the route of what Tokyo Disney does,
mm-hmm.
where it's like you can buy everything online the day of your visit online, then just have it shipped home.
That is so convenient.
Yeah, because let me tell you, the shops at USJ are just insanity.
Yeah.
Closing time. Like it's just wall-to-wall people. And I can see why they're doing this, to alleviate that congestion, because it's only going to get worse.
Honestly, I think the last thing that we went to, like specifically for merch, we ended up sending the bag through the mail anyway.
Yeah.
So you don't have to bring like the baggage for that. You can just send it straight, which is amazing. Yeah.
Now, without even looking, I can probably say, you know, with probably pretty good accuracy, they won't ship overseas. I highly doubt it.
No, it's I don't think so. Be a
Japan
yeah.
only thing. So if you're visiting, likelihood, I don't think they're going to ship overseas. But if you are a resident of Japan, then yeah, this could be a good option for you, mm-hmm. which is always nice. Like I would personally use it because sometimes like when I'm traveling to Osaka, there's stuff I want to buy, but I'm like, I don't want to carry it with me on the Shinkansen. Uh-huh. You know, I'd rather just like buy it and have it shipped home. You know, I do that 100%. So that's it for Universal Studios Japan. There's not too much there happening. Over in Beijing, they're going to have their Christmas event and then followed by their Chinese New Year event. There's no dates yet. I tried looking. There's no dates yet for that. So don't know what they're doing, but they'll do something. We know they will. Then over at Universal Studios Singapore, they're going to do Christmas again as well, but there's no dates. The Minions Land is coming along. I think it opens next year or something.
Cute.
Yeah, so they're building a Minions Land. You could definitely see it. It's coming along. It's supposed to have one unique attraction that's not at any other Universal Minions park. Minions Land. So that'd be nice for Singapore to get something unique.
For sure.
So once we have an opening date, I'm sure we'll report on that as well. And then I guess a final piece of news, because it's Hello Kitty's 50th birthday. She looks good for 50, I would say. She has not aged a day. So Sanrio Puroland is doing their Christmas event again. Puroland Illumination Christmas from November 7th until December 25th. And it looks cute. I mean, it's always cute. This stuff is always cute. It's always adorable. It looks so cozy.
Yeah.
The artwork is so cozy. Like it's very pastel colors, like the blues and the purples and the pinks, but also a lot of oranges and yellows and reds. Like just very, it looks cold, but also very cozy at the same time.
It's going to be super adorable.
We love that. Their Starry Starry Christmas Party. It looks so cute. Everyone is in like white and gold outfits.
I love it.
Pochako's in like this little cute star outfit that's like gold and white and it's so and cinema roll.
What about Hangyodon?
Oh my god. Hangyodon. I don't see him in the artwork.
How dare.
Do people like, I know he's popular.
He's popular. But
I
never
really see him like feature. I guess he's not quote unquote cute.
He's ugly cute.
He's ugly cute. He's often overlooked.
He's a popular character though.
Like, yeah, he's just like in the character lineup in these shows, he's never in them.
What's that?
Like there's a...
Every show should have Hangyodon.
Like there's Kiki and Lala.
Yeah.
Hello Kitty, of course, and Cinema Roll.
It's going to be Kuromi.
No, she's actually not in it.
Again, My Melody, how dare.
My Melody. You feel personally attacked.
How can they have My Melody and not have Kuromi?
I don't know.
Kuromi erasure. I don't like it.
Pom Pom Pudding
is cute. What's
the rabbit's name? Wishu Mel Mail? Ooh, I should know this. Wishu Mi Meru. It's the rabbit. Oh, I don't know who this rabbit is. Who's this rabbit? The rabbit looks like a little red satchel.
Oh, I do know vaguely, but I don't know the name.
I think it's Wish Mi Meru. Who is... Okay, I have to look this up. Sorry, I'm reading the Japanese website, so bear with me. Oh, Wish Me Mel. Okay. No, I have heard of them. The katakana kills me. Like, how am I supposed to figure that out? Wish Me Med. Okay, fine. Whatever. Wish Me Mel. The little cute little rabbit. Okay, fine.
All right.
Fine. I approve.
Add Hangyodon and we'll talk.
Yeah. Like, just put a little Hangyodon in there in a little white outfit with gold. It'd be cute.
Yeah, I can see Hangyodon doing their own thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Sanrio Puroland, it's fun. It's mm-hmm. not the best amusement park in the world. Like, the attractions are kind of like, okay.
The shows are really popular.
Yeah, you go for the shows, you go for the pictures, you go for the food is fine, but the food is cute. You go for the exclusive merchandise. Like if you're a Hello Kitty Sanrio fan, like it's kind of a pilgrimage, right? Mm-hmm. You have to go to Sanrio Pure Land. It's one of those things you just have to do. Hopefully, you know, I'm planning to go there for the Christmas event because I wanted to do it for Halloween this year, but it's just there was so much else going on, like traveling to different countries. Let me tell you, that's a, it's a lot of work, right?
Yeah.
So not that I'm complaining. Just couldn't make Sanrio Pure Land fit in the Halloween schedule this year, but we'll do it for Christmas, hopefully this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we got through a lot of the news. I'm sure we missed stuff.
But I mean, also a lot of news.
There is. Yeah.
So like it kind of piled up there for a little while.
It did. Yeah. A lot to look forward to.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Well, before we go, we're going to thank some wonderful explorers that are supporting us over on Patreon. So if you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/TDRnow, where you can get access to our shows ahead of time. We also have bonus episodes. And also, for those of you that are on Patreon, Patreon released this new feature where you can subscribe to the Patreon exclusive podcast feed, and you can have it be sent right to your Spotify without having to use I'm not even sure how you can listen to the Patreon feed without going into the Patreon app.
Mm-hmm.
So if you use Spotify and you're on the Patreon there, you can do that. So that's also a really good option. So just go on Patreon. I'm sure they'll have instructions on there. So a big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Crispy, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David Baker, Kevin, Harry, Marina, Beth, Eli, Abby Robinson, and Taylor.
And Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie, Michelle, Marie, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kay, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy, and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, Paige, and Tara.
And if you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe or follow button on your podcast app of choice so you don't miss any of our episodes. And that way you can stay up to date with everything that is going on in this side of the world. I'm sad that Christmas, or not Christmas is ending. Halloween is ending. Felt like it's been going on for quite a long time. I always like this time of year. I do. I really
You can
do.
Celebrate all year with me, Chris.
That's true.
Every day, every season, it's Halloween.
All right, explorers. I'm Chris, one of the hosts, I suppose. Sad about Halloween ending, but I guess I'll continue celebrating with Patricia.
Yay. It'll live on in our hearts.
Yes. Live on forever. And yes, of course, joining as always is Patricia.
You guys, hope you have a happy Halloween, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
All right, see you in the next one.